was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows. Behold,
the pale horse rides. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lacabara Stewart. I'm hoping Lori Anderson jumps in on here in a little bit. I don't know if she's having some technical issues, but we're here tonight. And we're going to bring to you an update from Readout News first, before I take a pot shot at the NRA and the hogtied media and the cultural Marxist nonsense going on around this crazy land. So anyway, out of the Ninth Circuit, Bundy and Larry Wooten, this is just out of Readout News that was shared to me by Shari Duval, who, you know, I admire the work of Readout and Shari. This article is by Chris Courtlander. One of the cards that continues to be played by the U.S. Department of Justice is keeping documents sealed that keep the public from knowing what the real evidence is that has been presented in federal court cases. In the case of the United States versus the Bundys, federal prosecutors had their case dismissed because they failed to properly disclose exculpatory evidence to the defendants and their attorneys. Still, even now, secrecy continues to be the posture of federal prosecutors regarding the Bundys, just as it was in the case against Custer Battlefield Museum and its founder, Chris Courtlander, more than a decade ago. In 2011, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals was asked to allow access by Courtlander to his own records when, after more than 5 years of bureaucratic entanglement, no charges had been brought and the investigation ended. Having failed to get relief from a Billings Federal District Court judge, Courtlander moved his request to the Court of Appeals. After months of contentious wrangling, the government conceded that it no longer had concerns about disclosure of sensitive information, including informant and undercover officer identities and grand jury material. But still, they didn't want the information about their bungled investigation to get out to the public. The government had concerns, albeit unspecified concerns. The court said that there are two categories of documents that are not covered by the common law right of access: grand jury transcripts and warrant materials in the midst of a pre-indictment investigation. But the question here was about the common law right of access after an investigation has been terminated. For Courtlander, the answer was yes. The court noted that post-investigation warrant materials have historically been available to the public. This tradition of openness, the court said, serves as a check on the judiciary because the public can ensure that judges are not merely serving as a rubber stamp for the police. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I had to recollect myself. For these reasons, the Ninth Circuit Court held that the public has a qualified common law right of access to warrant materials after an investigation has been terminated. The question now before Bundy's judge is, will this openness continue as a guiding principle now that their case has been dismissed with prejudice? Or will federal prosecutors continue to keep the veil of secrecy up for the Bundys even after their case has been lost? Hello, Wooten disclosure. We want the evidence. You know, it seems to me an absurdity that the lives of American citizens, especially those who have been now vindicated, can be brought to bear a martial law force that aims snipers and electronic devices and video cameras and microphones and far surpasses even the order that the judge was issued with the cattle roundup. But seemingly, folks seem to think that it's okay to keep more of this information a secret to the public. Secrecy. This is all, you know, an Obama era operation. As you hear from music from that we play on our bump-ins, you know, one of the statements that Obama made, that this is the most transparent administration in history. Oh, I love the irony, the irony. All right, moving on along. You just can't, you know, you can't make this stuff up. Thank you to Readout News. So now, let's move on to the NRA. Now, you know, I have been an NRA member for a long time. And I've been very supportive of the NRA and their battle against the nitwits and that have tried to move in against inherent inalienable rights that the Second Amendment restricts the government from being able to infringe upon. They are not Second Amendment rights, people. Please stop using that terminology, because the Bill of Restrictions is more accurate. These rights were identified inherent natural rights, and today, in today's progressive society, they're taking things hyper literally and not in the context or the original intent by which these things were written. These are identified pre-existing rights that pre-existed the formation of the federal government. So anyway, back to the NRA. The NRA released a press statement that I just came about after having a conversation on social media and making myself look like a fool for supporting them, because after all, they are a civil rights organization that was started initially to preserve and protect the rights of newly freed slaves to keep and bear arms. I've long supported the NRA because of its, it is a civil rights organization. And to a certain point, I will still remain supportive of the majority of its members, but I have to take an exception to Mr. Wayne LaPierre. The National Rifle Association released a joint statement out of Fairfax, Virginia. In the aftermath of the evil and senseless attack in Las Vegas, I should have been akin to this, I'm sorry if it's a little late, the American people are looking for answers as to how future tragedies can be prevented. You know, I have a relatively good idea about how to approach that, but anyway. Unfortunately, the first response from some politicians has been to call for more gun control, banning guns from law-abiding Americans based on the criminal act of a madman will do nothing to prevent future attacks. Now, keep in mind, that one statement says it all. I wish it ended there. This is a fact that has been proven time and time again in countries across the world. In Las Vegas, reports indicate that certain devices were used to modify the firearms involved. Despite the fact that the Obama administration approved the sale of bump fire stocks on at least two occasions, the National Rifle Association is calling on the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to immediately review whether these devices comply with federal law. The NRA believes that devices designed to allow semi-automatic rifles to function like fully automatic rifles should be subject to additional regulations. Why, thank you, NRA. Thought you were there to defend the rights of the people. and there you just went down in flames. In an increasingly dangerous world, it goes on to say, the NRA remains focused on our mission, strengthening Americans' Second Amendment freedom to defend themselves, their families, and their communities. To that end, on behalf of our 5 million members across the country, we urge Congress to pass national right to carry reciprocity. Well, I can go along with that, except a right to carry reciprocity and Congress to pass something that it never had the right to take away seems to me a little bit insane. One of my problems with this whole concealed carry permit, if you have to get a permission slip from the government, you never had the inherent right to begin with. This is the problem. It's the problem I have with the NRA. It's one of the reasons why I think the NRA has probably been infiltrated by the same type of mindset, totalitarian mindset, that wants to indoctrinate the public into believing that Congress grants people the right to carry. This, to me, is disturbing. It's irritating beyond measure. I just can't. It's beyond me how a civil rights organization, so-called, would continue on with this type of lunacy. Anyway, so then I move on to the what I call the hog-tied media. Well, there's a very lovely young lady, African-American patriot. This young lady is incredible. She has a YouTube channel, and she gives regular commentary on her opinions. The name of the channel is called Truther Talk, and the name of the clip is called I Call BS on David Hogue. I would really love to share this with you tonight. So, Mike, if you would, please roll that clip.
All right. Hi, guys. There's so much to talk about today. I think I'm just going to, but today I want to, like, I had to make this video. I'm super tired, but I wanted to say that I call BS on David Hogue, okay, because he's a liar. Now, there's footage of him before where it looked like he, like somebody was feeding him lines, like being an actor, you know, line readings look like. And so that was a bit fishy, but I still wasn't going to call him and the bald girl like crisis actors, because I'm thinking that maybe they were there. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. I still think that people did die or did get shot. Like, that's really hard not to prove. So I'm going to give people the benefit of the doubt and say I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. But I could point to holes in the stories that they're telling us and say when something is it fishy. So, like, the whole thing with the line reading, that was fishy. The fact that policemen didn't go in and they stood down, that was fishy. The sheriff is not taking any blame, and they're using this whole incident to just blame it on innocent, you know, law-abiding citizens who have guns. Like, that's fishy within itself. And then, you know, I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe these kids aren't crisis actors, but they're, you know, they're being pushed by their parents and maybe some other people to say, maybe they're getting money or some special treatment or something on the side to push a certain agenda, especially when other students that don't want gun control and other teachers that don't want gun control aren't allowed to speak. You know, there were teachers that said that they saw different shooters and it wasn't the guy that they said did the shooting. But today, I'm just like, come on, dude. Like, so I just saw some footage of David Hogue saying that he was in his English class when when the shots rang out and, you know, telling what happened, and he was actually at the school. And now he's in another interview saying that he was at home and he rode his bicycle to school as fast as he can. So now, which is it, David? Do you have a twin? Do you live in two different realities? Do you time travel? I don't know, man. I don't know what to believe anymore. I'm going to believe that you're a liar. I call BS. BS! I call BS! BS on David Hogue. And anybody else, all the other kids too. So, I mean, I'm just over. Like, I watch the mainstream media now just like, you know when somebody is lying to you? And you know that they're lying to you, but they don't know that you know that they're lying to you, and you just keep asking them questions and just see how many times they're going to lie to you, and you're just looking at them like, mm-hmm, 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 That's how I feel when I watch the mainstream media. Like, I saw that whole fake-ass contrived march that was out. I saw it on TV or whatever. I didn't go, but I saw it, and I was just like, there are probably people that really were sincerely there, but I know, of course, it was just like the vagina pussy, you know, women's march, you know, contrived and controlled and you know, supported. It wasn't authentic. It was backed by people with money to lobby against gun control or against the Second Amendment. I mean, that was just obvious to me. But now it's just getting too much. He's coming out with like the price tag and be like, this is the amount that I forgot the name of the senator took, but he fucking puts the tag on the microphone. I was like, oh, come on, dude, for real? For real? I'm just looking at them like, Like, it's entertainment now, or are we supposed to take you seriously now that you're a liar? Like, you've been caught in a big lie. I call BS! BS! Okay? I call BS. I hope that I'm going to leave a link in the bottom for you guys to look at before they take it down, because you know they're going to take it down. I make copies. So I have my own. I have my own, like, I don't know, 10 copies I made, sent out to other people already. So, you know, they're going to take it off. So please, you know, go look at the link while it's still up. If not, I'll leave another link on. I'll upload it to DTube or someplace else where they can't, like, take it off. So anyway, that's it. I just want to say I call BS on David Hogg and his pack of, like, gun-controlling gang friends, gangsters. His gun-controlling gangsters, pretty much. Yeah, I want to know what you guys think. I mean, thank you guys. I had a lot of people sending me stuff when I made the last Florida video, the one that got flagged and YouTube, like, took down because I was speaking a lot of common sense, I guess. I don't know. But I've been collecting a lot of stuff. People are sending me links, and any links that people have been sending me, I've been making copies of and just putting in a folder and putting on an extra hard drive, just because I know that this is, as you know, that this is a whole, like, contrived conspiracy to grab our guns. Oh, and by the way, I got so pissed today, I had the motivation to join the NRA. So now I'm an NRA member right now. So yay! I call BS. BS on gun-controlling gangsters like David Hogg's crew. So, BS. Peace and chill, guys. Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, I love this young lady and her tenacity. The channel on YouTube is called Truther Talk. That's Truther Talk. And I would ask that all of my listeners please go to her channel and leave a comment. We will leave a link to her work in the archive description of the show. After the show, I'll also tweet it out on RBN Facebook and try and get it on RBN's Twitter feed and spread it out there. But please go to her channel, tell her where you heard her content, and please leave a like and a subscribe for this young lady. This is refreshing. This is the type of folks that critical thinking, young people who know when they're being fed a bunch of bull. And I know that I was a little hard on the NRA. And like any organization, whether it be a church, whether it be a corporation, whether it be a civil rights organization, I, as you know, a long-term NRA member, have to say it's important for us to express our opinions. Anyway, we'll be back after a few words from our sponsors with more of the Hogtied Media, fake news, Marxist agenda, Resurrect Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Father of the moon, which built my sails, close the sea of years. With no provisions, but no faces, Lord, the straits of fear.
Welcome back. Resurrect Republic. RTR Truth Media Reloaded. I'm your host, Tom Lacavera Stewart. Oh, the hogtied media. You know, folks, I don't find it pleasurable to have to go after a group of young people who are so poorly indoctrinated. I have been watching interviews that have boggled and frightened the mind. One interview a young lady took to a college campus and asked people, who won the Civil War? And out of, I don't know, 30 people she interviewed, two people could even respond correctly. Most of them had no idea what era, who won. Some of them said, was that fought in the 60s? Confusing the Civil War with the Civil Rights Movement. I wonder about the youth until people like that young lady I just shared her clip with you comes along and gives me a little bit of hope. But this hogtied media and CNN has got to be taken to task. And our voice is not as strong as CNN's, but we're working on it. and many other independent journalists and small channels are migrating off of the YouTube social engineering platforms that we've used for so long. My channel being terminated after millions of views and tens of thousands of subscribers just wiped away. A bunch of my articles look like Swiss cheese. While CNN can perpetrate fraud, outright lies, and continue to get away with it. Well, our next clip I'm going to share with you is David Hogg's reaction when he's accused of certain things on CNN. I'd love to for you to hear that. Go ahead and roll clip number two. I just love this. This is great. Great stuff.
Fox News host Laura Ingraham is apologizing and now taking the next week off as advertisers abandon her show. So far, about a dozen companies have pulled their ads after Ingraham attacked Parkland school shooting survivor David Hogg. Ingraham mocked Hogg's grades and the fact that he failed to get into four colleges despite having a 4.2 GPA. When asked whether he accepts Ingraham's apology, here's what Hogg had to say.
She's only apologizing after a third of her advertisers pulled out. And I think it's really disgusting the fact that she basically tried promoting her show after apologizing to me.
David Hogg joins us now. So, David, first, what surprised you more, Ingraham's apology or the powerful response now from advertisers?
I think what was more surprising to me wasn't the apology, because that was kind of expected, especially after so many of her advertisers dropped out. Like, that was one of the things that disturbed me most. There were multiple tweets in between her first tweet calling me out and then the other tweet where she basically tried apologizing. There are multiple instances that she could have done an apology but didn't. I'm glad to see corporate America standing with me and the other students of Parkland and everybody else, because when we work together, we can accomplish anything, and it's important to remember that.
What has been your biggest takeaway or lesson learned from this experience at this point?
I think my biggest takeaway from this is when somebody, no matter who somebody is, no matter how big or powerful they may seem, a bully is a bully, and it's important that you stand up to them. There have been multiple instances throughout Ingraham's professional career where she's tried calling out people, for example, at Dartmouth University because of their sexual orientation, and she told LeBron James to shut up and dribble. I don't see any apology for those people. I mean,
that was the first lie.
It's really sad. It's disturbing to know that somebody could bully so many people and just get away with it, especially to the level that she did. But I think now, with advertisers standing with us, we can accomplish anything.
The word bully stands out because some people are calling you a bully. In fact, conservative commentator Eric Erickson, I want to read you what he has said. He said, having someone apologize to you and then refusing to accept it unless conditions are met is what bullies do. What do you say to that?
I don't agree with it. Just like Laura, she can have her opinion, he can have his. It's up to them, but I don't agree with it personally.
Laura Ingraham has invited you back on her show for a, quote, productive discussion. Would you consider doing that?
I would only consider doing that and after she apologizes to all the people that she's hurt throughout her professional career because of her immaturity and unprofessionalism.
Oh,
it's not right, and I think she
clip.
Needs to apologize to those people that she's
whining,
hurt.
Crying,
sadly, Ingraham probably won't be the last person to attack you. Do you worry at all about this kind of...
Now, I played this clip to make a point. My point is the subject of bullying. What David Hogg is calling for is a ban on AR-15 assault rifles. He's using the mainstream media and organizations that we pointed out the other night, the Gifford Foundation, whatever that is, and it goes all the way to Soros and the likes, to essentially try and pass legislation that will cause police to seriously bully the American people when you think about banning the most popular rifle in America. Think about that when you think about bullying. We'll be back. Resurrect the Republic.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
On the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, this David Hogue, I'm not done yet. David Hogue caught lying, blatantly caught lying on CNN with Brian Stelter. Now, Brian Stelter admitted, he came out and admitted that David Hogue lied quite a few times. I think he only stopped him once. But he'd only stopped him once at one of his lies and continued to allow him to perpetuate several lies, one after another. Here we go again with what we call the fake news that is often called a conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory, my foot. Anyway, I want to share this very interesting clip with you. David Hogue caught lying.
The actual name for their actual ad campaign right now. Facts first. They are hell-bent on convincing everyone. They only report facts, which is why this is hilarious. Brian Stelter, the host of CNN's show Reliable Sources, actually just admitted that he let David Hogg, one of the kids from Parkland, Florida, who's all over the media right now, make false claims on his show. He was on a show on CNN's sister channel, HLN, when he said, "Well, when I was interviewing the kid, there were a few times I wanted to jump in and say, let's correct that fact. And one time I did, and other times I did not." Meaning other times, Stelter just let the kid say untrue things on CNN. And then the host, S.E. Cupp, says, "Yeah, okay, so, but he's a victim and he's entitled to his own emotional response, but as a news person, when you hear something demonstrably untrue, you want to go in and say, that's not right." And then Stelter says, "Well, yes, I corrected the kid when he said one untrue thing, and we certainly want people to be informed, but I think we have to remember where the kids are coming from." And then Stelter just rambles on about mass shootings getting worse and how 90 people a day die from gun violence, mostly from suicides. So Stelter just diverts from the fact that the kid got a lot of facts wrong to say, "Yeah, but they were trying to bring awareness to the fact that mass shootings are getting worse, so that's okay." Now, I'm in no way, shape, or form interested in getting into a debate about guns in America. I'm not interested in saying this side is right or this side is wrong. But clearly, Brian Stelter is. Because he admitted that, yes, he let this child come on his show and spout out a lot of untruths. And he let him because he thinks the kid is trying to do something good. And even that would be all fine and good. Seriously, I don't care. Except for the fact that you remember, at CNN, facts are supposed to come first. Not passing a judgment on whether or not you agree with someone's agenda, but facts. Not only did Stelter disregard them when he had the kid on his show, but he admitted it to S.E. Cupp, and then he rationalized why that's okay. Now remember that this is the guy whose show is called Reliable Sources. He's the one saying he'll let people come on and act as sources of information even when he knows they aren't telling actual facts. Sounds more like Stelter put facts last, and his sources aren't so reliable after all.
Yeah, his sources aren't reliable. Now, that is the resident. She's one of my favorite people, and I love every time I click on one of their clips on YouTube. I have to be warned that this is fully or in part paid for by the Russian government. She's a very American girl. I've spoken to her, and she is a wonderful girl. It's a great program. Many of my friends have been on RT. Now, you know, sometimes they say the enemy of my enemy is my friend, whatever. Well, the enemy is on those who try very hard to kill truth. Ben Swan has been on RT. Sean Stone has been on RT. Tyrell Ventura has been on RT. And I don't agree with everything that they have to say, but I do share little bits and gems of truth. And I do want to clarify that when I share a clip with you from one of these networks, I endorse the message that I'm sharing with you. I don't endorse everything that's on the network. It's very clear, you know, it's very important that I make that clear. Anyway, what she was referring to was an interview on CNN with Brian Stelter, and I want to share that interview with you right now. Go ahead and roll that clip.
Normally, 10 days after a mass shooting in America, we'd be on to the next story. We, meaning the national news media, we'd be moving on. Some reporters would remain on scene, trying to find out what the motive was, trying to find out about the survivors. But most reporters would be home by now, or maybe they'd be off covering the next shooting. Clearly, this time is different. The school shooting in Parkland, Florida, is still very much in the news. And that's in large part thanks to the work of the students from the high school who are becoming activists now, who are planning a march that's less than a month from today that's expected to draw thousands. Now, we've seen several of these student activists, these leaders, take to the airwaves, not just right after the shooting, but again this weekend, trying to keep their cause on the forefront of everyone's minds. There are other reasons why the shooting still remains in the news as well. One of them are the excuses, these ridiculous excuses we're hearing from the police about their failures to enter the school more quickly and try to save lives. There's also a third reason why it remains in the news. Those conspiracy theories you've heard about, these sick smears that have been published on the web against some of the student survivors. These conspiracy theories are a form of pollution. Just like fake news, these kinds of ideas, they poison the media environment, and they make all of us sick. It's a challenge for technology companies, a challenge for newsrooms, a challenge for politicians, and for all of us as ordinary users of the web to try to come to grips with all of these theories, these lies, these hoaxes that spread virally after a tragedy. So let's start there with David Hogg. He's a senior from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School who survived the shooting, who was able to capture video during and after. And he's now been a subject of these attacks. And Dan Rather is also back with us here at the table. David, I have a lot I wanted to ask you, but I have to start with these terrible YouTube, Twitter, you know, good theories. If you search your name on Twitter right now, these lies about you being an actor are still at the top. How are you feeling about that?
It's great. It's great advertising, honestly. These people are doing an amazing thing in the sense that they're showing how disgusting they are. The fact that they're calling out me as a witness of this horrifying incident, saying that I'm an actor, a crisis actor, it shows how sad I feel for those people, honestly. Huh. Because they've lost faith in America, and we certainly haven't, but that's okay because we're going to outlive them.
Going to outlive them.
Absolutely.
Do you think Google and Facebook and Twitter should do more, though, to try to tamp down this pollution?
I mean, honestly, these people that have been attacking me on the media, not the media, these people that have been attacking me on the social media,
they've
been great advertisers. Ever since they started attacking me, my Twitter following is now over 250,000 people. People have continued to cover us in the media. They've done a great job of that, and for that, I honestly thank them.
I'm impressed by that reaction. I didn't know how you'd react, given that it's been a week now of these lies on the web.
They're just proving what everyone else is saying, that they're disgusting individuals that have lost faith in America.
What about keeping this movement in the spotlight? You know, it's been 10, 11 days now since the shooting. I know you all are planning the march for March 24th. How are you all thinking about trying to keep your movement in the headlines?
I mean, honestly, those trolls online are doing a great job of it. We're really trying to stay in the headlines by reacting to what the NRA is saying, trying to point out that what Dana's trying to do, I believe she's the CEO of the NRA, she's trying to distract people. If you listen to her talk,
she's a national spokeswoman for the NRA.
Exactly. She's a national spokeswoman, and as such, she's a national propagandist for the NRA. If you listen to her she's not really saying anything. She's sounding positive and confident, and that's what she wants the people in the NRA to believe, her 5 million-plus members. She wants them to think that she's on their side, but she's not. She's actually working with the gun manufacturers because...
So you're trying to drive a wedge between the NRA leadership and its members.
Oh, I don't have to. She's doing that herself, honestly, because she's showing that she doesn't care about them. She doesn't care about police. Why do you think she's criticizing these people? It's because she's going after them, and she wants her base to continue attacking them so she can sell more guns.
Some of the criticism of the NRA and of Dana, very personally, are you concerned that you might actually lose support if you get too personal, too incendiary?
Well, she's already done that by attacking Sheriff Scott Israel, who... Obviously, there were some major mistakes made here and ones that we have to look into. And I don't want to say anything until after the investigation's done because I don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. I'm just a student that had to witness this horrifying incident. But honestly, how can you say that you support law enforcement if you're just constantly attacking them over this? How hypocritical and disgusting are you? These are the people that are trying to protect our lives. Did they make a mistake?
I call
absolutely.
BS on that one.
Is that something that we have to fix? Absolutely. But there's a much bigger problem in Washington where... They say that here's what Dana's been saying as a spokesperson for the NRA. She says that she wants to continue to pass laws. She wants people in Congress to pass laws that help out with mental health and things like that. And she says that she can't do that. Are you kidding me? You own these politicians. You've passed legislation that enables these bump stocks, which, by the way, aren't allowed at NRA shooting ranges because they're too dangerous. That's how bad they are. But continuing on with my point, she wants Congress to take action and says that they won't. Are you kidding me? She owns these congressmen. She can get them to do things. It's just she doesn't care about these children's lives.
And where does the information come from when you talk about this?
My previous research in speech and debate, through learning about universal background checks, having to argue on both sides, I agree that the Second Amendment is important, but I think we should have limitations on it in the same way that we have limitations on the First Amendment. For example, I'm still allowed to speak here today. I'm allowed to speak to the press, but I can't yell fire in a crowded theater in the same way that you shouldn't be able to get an AR-15 if you're mentally unstable 19-year-old.
Dan, I wanted to have you here as well because you've covered movements for decades, social movements for decades, and I wonder what you make of this current student movement that we've seen emerge in the past week and a half.
I'm in awe and great admiration. This is a children's movement. Granted, it's somewhat 16 to 19. We're being led by our children. It's reminiscent somewhat of the so-called Children's Crusade in Birmingham, Alabama, 1963, which was a bit of a tipping point for the civil rights movement when the students, when young people from Birmingham and surrounding areas came with Children's Crusade. Well, I'm calling this a Children's Crusade. This march could be a tipping point. This is the first time in years that I have sensed within myself we're near a tipping point. We'll see how big the march is. And the big thing is, do you and the other students have staying power? You have the willpower, but do you have the staying power? Because those forces who oppose what you're speaking of, they're depending on you wearing out, getting distracted, moving on to other things. That's their bet.
And I mean, that's kind of what the Florida legislature is doing. They're trying to make us forget. There's a reason why only one Republican lawmaker at this Florida State House met with us. It's because they want these people to forget. They want to just get reelected through name recognition and the incumbency advantage. And that's what they're trying to do, and we're not going to let that happen.
Well, one point he made earlier, Brian, that I think many people don't quite understand. They hear the words, but they don't quite understand that many in Congress are bought and paid for by the NRA. He stated it directly and forthrightly before. I think a lot of people don't quite understand that. And if there is a tipping point now, it will be from the march to a sustained movement that puts enough pressure on the people in Congress to say, listen, you're either going to cower with the NRA, behind the NRA money, and they're backing in the elections, or you're going to do the right thing.
But doesn't the NRA's power come more from mobilizing its members versus the campaign contributions?
Well, I know the New York Times had a story on this morning. It certainly comes a lot from mobilizing their members. That also takes money. But the key thing, the ballot box is what counts in this country.
Money comes from the members.
Votes in Congress of keeping things holed up in committee, even small steps toward doing something sane, something common sense about guns gets mind of. And that's not because of their organizing ability, it's because of their money.
I wonder, David, I've been interested in your story because you were working for the TV station at school, you were the news director of the station, you've been thinking about getting into journalism. Are you still thinking about trying to major in journalism someday, or are you thinking about more of a political path?
Yes, to both.
Still thinking about it.
So, honestly, what I'd like to do personally is I'd love to go to like somewhere like Harvard for poli-sci or go to Northwestern for journalism. But honestly, even the day after the shooting, I got rejected from one of my safety schools, Cal State Long Beach.
It happens to all of us.
Yeah, it does. It really does. But, I mean, honestly, I just want to continue on. I want to continue learning. I might have to take a gap year to work during midterms to help on these campaigns. But I want to continue to change the world. And the only way I'm going to be able to do that, and the only way the American public is going to be able to do that, is through education.
Anything you want to know from Dan Rather?
Indoctrination.
Any advice?
Writing is the bedrock of the craft. If you want to do anything in journalism, learn to write, dedicate yourself to a lifetime of improving your writing. I can't guarantee you'll be famous or make a lot of money, but you can have a very satisfying career if you concentrate on writing.
Absolutely.
And that actually
All I can stomach of that. And you know, of course, I'd like to quote from David Rockefeller, since the New York Times was mentioned in this this little quip. We are grateful to the Washington Post, New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during those years. But the world is more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government, the supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practiced in past centuries. Dan Rather, CFR much? And now David Hogue getting advice from Dan Rather. I'm sure David Hogue will, if he's not already a little junior member of the CFR, will certainly be one soon. I'm sure that he is being groomed well for his future. This is the future that we have to look forward to in America. That's just great. Well, the second hour of this show we're going to be devoting to Dr. Jordan Peterson. Dr. Jordan Peterson is a really outstanding speaker who's speaking out against this communitarian, postmodernist, cultural Marxist nonsense. More about that in a few minutes. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My ears. burns the town. Yes, the flooding down in Texas.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.